This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Well, funnily enough, Liverpool got spanked. Welcome to Triple Captain.
Little alarm.
I'm Luke Jurdy, top 10K finisher last year, trying desperately to get there this year, but it's not going as well. And I'm joined by my co-host, Rich Wolfenden, TalkSport commentator, and you'll also sometimes hear producer background Ben. I mean, what the hell just happened, boys? What the hell just happened?
Strange to see, isn't it? It's quite nice, I've got to be honest, seeing them lose.
Was this the first example of Liverpool are on the beach, they're not as bothered about winning games? Do you think?
I think it must be.
It wouldn't have been 4-0 if they still had to play for the title, would it?
Absolutely not.
I really don't think, no.
Absolutely not.
It's interesting.
I watched it on that Sky Sports Zoom call thing, you know, where they have like a bunch of lads just talking about the football whilst it's on in the background. It was a fella who used to be on Soccer AM and then Sean Wright Phillips and Glenn Johnson, and they just weren't bothered about the football at all. But the main thing they were talking about was that they 100% have been out and have completely like knackered their fitness from just getting on the booze and whatever. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And you could see it in Klopp, because Klopp was absolutely furious, and Klopp's whole thing is about maintaining that high level of like mental discipline, and obviously it had just completely gone because they were all boozed up to the fucking eyeballs last weekend.
Yeah, that's got to be a factor, hasn't it? Yeah. That's what we were saying. When I was watching it, it's like, it did seem that way. I mean, although, you know, Salah hit the post quite early on. If that had gone in, it might have been a different game. But there's always moments like that in matches, isn't there? I mean, City were totally dominant, and Liverpool at the back just completely went to pieces, didn't they? I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think I'm playing wild card as we're going to talk about, probably 3 weeks too late, but I'm playing it now anyway. After watching that, I'm not sure whether I want to keep my Liverpool assets or not.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I've just seen then. I mean, we were saying last week or in the last episode that he won't change anything, and we were right about that. They'll still be solid at the back. We couldn't have been any more wrong about that. Zero for Alexander-Arnold, zero for Van Dijk, presumably zero for the rest of them as well. Or even minus for Gomez, presumably, because he gave away a penalty. That's kind of ruined. That was where the big money was spent at the back as well. Zero from the pair of them.
It would leave a bit of a sour taste though, wouldn't it? And if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd be feeling a bit sour after that. You want a nice victory, don't you? First game after winning the league, especially against your main rivals. But hey, you know, they've won it and they deserve it. So
exactly. I mean, they came out to a guard of honour and got battered 4-0. It's not ever happened before.
They got absolutely spanked.
You know what, though? Rich said before we started recording, what were you saying about the song, Rich, about the Everton?
Oh, Everton fans always used to have a chant. Used to, because we don't have to chant it very often anymore. How's it go again? Never felt more like singing the blues when Everton win and Liverpool lose. And we've sang that zero times this season, apart from this weekend, where we can't actually get together and sing it. So get in there. But yeah, it's just quite nice to be able to sing that chant again if we had the facility.
So how's your week gone FPL wise then, Rich? I know you just played your wild card, hadn't you? Last episode we were talking about who you were going to pick. How's it gone?
That's right. It's gone okay. It could have gone a lot better. I think I've been let down. I mean we talked about Manchester United, didn't we, last week, and we didn't really know who to get the best triple out of Manchester United. And I think we did the same triple Man United, didn't we? We did Rashford, Martial and Fernandes. Did you do that as well?
I haven't got Fernandes. No, I couldn't afford him in the two free transfers.
So you had Martial and Rashford. I mean, they were a massive letdown. I mean, my whole front line has been a massive letdown, to be honest. So do you want me to start from the back? In goal, I went for that Martinez at Arsenal. Great, great shout from you. I've got to give you props for that, because you were the one who said, you know what, Martinez at Arsenal, he's one for you to look at. So 5 points from him. Thank you very much, Mr. Martinez. And then back line, Van Dijk with a zero, TAA with a zero, Doherty with a nice big fat six. But then it's the midfield where pretty much all my points have come from. Willian, out of all the Chelsea players I could have picked anybody better. So that was an absolute stroke of genius, if I do say so myself.
Great choice. Yeah.
Fernandez alongside him with a little blue star next to his name, 15 next to him. And De Bruyne is currently on 11, I think, but presumably he'll get some bonus points once they're...
Yeah, he's on confirmed. 14, I think, with three bonus, I think.
Is he?
So,
cool. So yeah, a little bit more. And then Captain Jimenez got me 4, Rashford got me 2, and Giroud got me a nice 1. So yeah, 64 I'm on in total. So I think I'll probably be around like high 175 or something like that, because I've already had a little green arrow before today. So I reckon I'll be somewhere in that ballpark, I reckon. What about you? How did you get on?
Nice. Pretty terrible week. It was one of those weeks for me where nothing went right. I think I'm on 45. I've dropped out of the top 100k as well.
Have you?
It's really not gone well. I think I'm about 115k. Post lockdown, my choices just haven't been right. I mean, I got the free hit wrong when perhaps should have played bench boost. I've delayed playing the wild card. I'm playing it now. So, I mean, it's kind of made me a bit more positive about the game week, because I think when you have such a bad one like that, it's like, oh, God, what's the point sort of thing. Yeah. But because I've got that wild card active, I think, and I've still got bench boost as well.
Yeah, I think you've probably been quite unlucky, because this game week, there's Fernandes with 2 goals, Willian with 2 goals. Aubameyang got 2 goals as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and I got rid of Aubameyang. I mean, this is the thing. Yeah. I mean, I said to you, didn't I, on our WhatsApp group, I said it's a classic example of how I've played post lockdown. I didn't even look to see who Arsenal were playing next, and I just took Aubameyang out for Rashford.
Head's not in it.
Because I thought I need to get him in, and obviously, Arsenal were playing Norwich. If I'd have actually paid attention to that, I could have captained Aubameyang this week, and and collected those 32 points. So. Yeah, there's things like that that I've just let myself down a little bit. But it's all good and, you know, positive for the rest of the season.
Well, you can turn it around for this game week. Ben, do you want to put us through your team? How did you get on? You're looking very menacing from this camera angle and that lighting you've got going on.
Oh, sorry.
These late night recordings. Late night triple captain.
Hello, welcome to late night triple captain. Send in your messages. I did all right, 54. I've dropped down slightly to just, I was 290,000. I'm now like, hang on, 315,000. You know, I'm kind of up and down. I've bought in Greenwood for this week. I'm really excited about that, because I thought that Man United are looking very good. I think that's their starting team now, isn't it, Luke? Would you agree as a Man United fan?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, particularly after that performance from Greenwood, and he changed the game against Spurs when he came on, played really well against Brighton. And I think, I think Daniel James is massively overrated. And I think he's got a lot of work to do if he wants to keep his place in the United team, in the United squad even. I think he's been pretty poor in terms of his end product for a while now. So I think Greenwood's cemented his place there for the remainder of the season. So yeah, at 4.4 million, what a bargain. He's in my wildcard team at the moment as well. And stats wise, I was just looking at him, and he's got the same amount of shots in the last 4 games as Rashford. So and Rashford's obviously 8.9 million and Greenwood's 4.4. So yeah, and you know what? He's a better finisher than Rashford as well.
Just before we go into your wildcard, because I know that's the kind of main thrust of today, but the other thing I thought watching that Liverpool Man City game then is that I think that in terms of the running to the end of the season now, why not give them kids a good go? Like the ones who are like Greenwood came on, as you said, he changed the game, but he's hungry. Just seems to be every time you look at the TV, you know, like look down for a second, you look back up and Greenwood's involved again. I think the same with Phil Foden. I thought he had a really good game. I think it might be a nice little time to look at some, you know, keen youngsters who've come back feeling refreshed. Their fitness is still pretty great because they're young and fit. And I think it might be a good time to start looking at them younger kids and think who actually is going to get started. And because they're so cheap, you know, I mean, Phil Foden's a bit more, but like you say, Greenwood's ridiculously cheap. You've got the Arsenal forward. What's his name?
Saka.
He scored this week.
Nketiah
scored this week. You know, might be a time to look at them cheaper options and actually start. You'll probably start starting them by the end of this little run we've got now to the end of the season, more than some of your bigger hitters.
Yeah, it could well happen. I mean, Foden's definitely the
tastiest. I'm leaving Grealish on the bench this week.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's against Liverpool, but I'm leaving Grealish on the bench this week because Villa are just constantly disappointing me. But anyway, before we get into just to a deep, dark hole of how depressing Aston Villa are to watch and support again, Luke, your wild card.
Yeah, so I've pulled the trigger. It has to be done. I mean, particularly after a bad week, more so just to excite myself about the game again. This is my current. I sent you a draft earlier on, but I've changed it up quite a bit. My current selections. Okay. Let's start. Starting goal, and obviously, yeah, these players kind of cover all the players that I'm interested in now from now until the end of the season. At the moment in goal, I've kept Nick Pope because he's the highest scoring keeper on the game. He's again got me 9 points this week. He's great for bonus. He saves a lot of shots. And Burnley don't score many goals. So when they win 1-0 or 2-0, he tends to get a little bit of bonus as well. So I think he's good, and Burnley have got decent fixtures to finish. The fixtures that I don't like are their 35 and 36, where they've got Liverpool away and then they've got Wolves. So to counteract that, I've got Jordan Pickford at the moment from Everton.
Oh, go on, JP.
Because in 35, they play Wolves, admittedly quite tough, but could see them keeping a clean sheet in that. And then 36, they play Aston Villa. So I can put Pickford in for Pope. For Pope's two tricky games. Any other keeper choices, boys? Can you tempt me off Pickford? I'm definitely keeping Pope.
I mean, did you see the Everton-Leicester game yesterday, or at least the highlights?
No, I didn't.
So there was... Pickford has one of these every couple of games where he just makes an absolute howler. More often than not, it doesn't lead to a goal, but sometimes it does. But there's a moment where he just went to like pick it up off the floor and it just went through his fingers, and Michael Keane nearly turned it into an own goal and cleared it off the line last minute. And Pickford's got that in his locker. So he's not the most secure goalkeeper, I think, for his England place. There's no one really pushing him close enough at the moment. Pope and Henderson are making good, are pushing him for it. But at the moment, he's still got that number one slot. But I wouldn't have him in the FPL team. If I was you, I'd be looking at Dubravka of Newcastle, because they've been playing some well-decent football recently. And I think he's probably, about at least 0.4 less than Jordan Pickford, something like that.
Yeah, but Newcastle are still going to let in goals, I think. Like, it was amazing to see him score four, but I don't think Newcastle are going to go a game without letting a goal in. And for me, he's a bit, you know, it's not a massive investment, but Rui Patricio, I bought him in the wasted wild card I had, which I did after the bloody Leicester Villa game, just before lockdown. I wish we were talking about my wild card now. I'm so jealous. But Rui Patricio, he gives you 6 points every week. 6 points every week.
Yeah, I've had him most of the season. Fixtures. It's been good.
Like, it's just so nice to have a goalkeeper where you go, I'm probably going to get a clean sheet again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at Patricio. He's a little bit more. And at the moment, I've got three Wolves already. Right. So I'll explain who I've got, and you can persuade me that Patricio is a better option than them. The problem with Dubravka, Rich, is that if I want to play bench boost in 34, Newcastle play City away.
I see.
So that's pretty tough. I don't like that as a fixture. And Pickford has Southampton at home. And just the other keeper options, just the fixtures don't quite work out. I want to go on for the remainder of the season. I want to mainly go for teams that have still got something to play for and that they've got good fixtures.
Right.
And I think, have Everton still got anything to play for? They're playing okay, aren't they?
I don't think we're that far off seventh, which could well become a European place.
But I know what you mean about Pickford. It's a dodgy choice, but it's basically there for... Well, it's for bench boost in 34, and then Pope has tricky fixtures in 35 and 36. So I need a good goalkeeper for 35 and 36 that I can rotate with Pope. But yeah, we'll come back to them. Defence at the moment, I've gone for Johnny and Doherty of Wolves.
Good choices.
So the two fullbacks. Although stats wise, I'd have liked them to be getting forward and producing chances a little bit more. But obviously, Wolves. You've always got that chance of a goal with Doherty. Johnny got an assist in the last game, and Wolves are, as we've just said, fixtures are really good. Although Arsenal and Sheffield United in the next two aren't necessarily going to be clean sheets.
Yeah.
Then they've got Everton, Burnley, Crystal Palace. So not all teams that are kind of top half, and then they've got Chelsea. So decent fixtures, but not the most amazing. So one of those could potentially come out. But yeah, they're who I've gone for at the moment. I've gone for Robertson of Liverpool.
That's interesting. Why Robertson over Alexander-Arnold?
Well, I mean, I fancy a bit of a change. because Alexander-Arnold is obviously the more popular choice. Mm. But in terms of chances created, Robertson is way out in front. I think he's created like 15 chances in the last four matches.
Okay.
Obviously, two of those matches are pre-lockdown, I think, because he didn't start, did he, one of the games?
He didn't play in the derby.
Against Everton. Mm. So, again, he's just a bit cheaper than Alexander-Arnold. So, at the moment, he's in there. TAA might come back. I've got Matt Ritchie of Newcastle.
Interesting. Midfielder,
because
basically.
Midfielder, exactly. He didn't play against Bournemouth, which isn't great, but he's got 18 points against Sheffield United and he's got 8 points against Villa.
That's interesting.
And I was looking at his attacking stats, and they're really good. He's like top of defenders for attacking stats, so a bit of a differential.
I think he takes some set pieces as well, doesn't he, for Newcastle? I don't think he's on penalties, but he's definitely on free kicks.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think for a bench boost or something, he could be brilliant. And then I've gone for Serge Aurier at the moment of Spurs, although, you know, that game against Sheffield United does put me off. But his attacking stats are really, really good. He's getting forward a lot. I think assists and, you know, possibly goals around the corner. And Spurs' fixtures, Everton, Bournemouth, Arsenal, Newcastle, Leicester and Crystal Palace to finish. So not bad fixtures as well.
Oh, there's something about Tottenham that just hasn't clicked all season. Are they in the top half?
I know what you mean.
Are they in the top half? They must just about be in the top half.
I think they're below Arsenal, aren't they? I think they're ninth. Yeah. So
there's just something about them. They just don't seem to play like flowing football. Like Son gets it, and then it's like do something with it, and then something hopefully will happen. The same with Bergwijn to an extent, but they just don't seem to play together as a front three like how Liverpool's front three do. I mean, that starting lineup against Sheffield United today was Kane, Moura, Son, and Bergwijn, and they had Dele Alli sat on the bench, and they couldn't score until like injury time against Sheffield United, which is just says that there's got no chemistry for me. So attacking wise, I don't think I'd ever consider any Spurs players. So maybe Aurier out of all the Spurs players could be the strongest option.
No United defenders in there though, and don't you think that they like Wan-Bissaka? Maybe he's driving forward. Although Rich, you were saying that Wan-Bissaka's stats weren't particularly great, are they?
It wasn't stats. I just watched one Manchester United game and didn't think he delivered. He struck me as one of those players who, obviously we know he's a great defender and he has like one of the greatest tackle success rates in the Premier League or something this year. But I just didn't know he had many assists. But Luke, you were saying he's had two in two games or something like that?
Two in the last two, and he is getting forward more. And he's hogging that right wing quite a bit, and he's obviously been told to get forward more. And I think with we'll come on to United. I think with Bruno Fernandes in the team, he makes everyone around him better. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's him telling him to get forward more and passing him the ball, you know, and crossing it in. So he was in the team, but then I kind of wanted double Wolves defence, and I've got three United elsewhere at the moment.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
So midfield is what excites me the most. I mean, at the moment, I've got Salah, Pulisic, Martial, Fernandes and Antonio.
Ooh, Antonio. That's an interesting one. Because he obviously plays centre-forward for West Ham. God knows what's happened to Sebastian Haller. But Antonio leads
the line now. I think he's coming back. I think he's been injured.
Oh, has he? Okay, sorry.
So the problem with Antonio, he might be rotated when Haller comes back. But he's been West Ham's best player for quite a while.
Yeah.
And his stats are really good. He produced against Chelsea. And I've got an option to bench him as well there with five midfielders. Mm. West Ham's fixtures are really nice and they need a few more wins, don't they? They've got Newcastle, Burnley, Then they've got Norwich. Then they've got Watford. Then United, which is a tricky one. And then they've got Villa at home. So, I mean, for that run-in, Antonio's only 0.8% owned at the moment as well. Yeah. I think he could be a lovely differential.
I think Antonio, he's always had issues with injuries. So, like, he'd play one weekend and then he'd have to be rested the next and, you know, so on and so on. So whether he'll be able to keep up with this intense fixture running, especially after having, you know, no matches to play for virtually 3 months. It'd be interesting to see whether he starts that game. I could not believe that West Ham scored 3 goals in that game, by the way. Like, attacking line at the West Ham.
Of course. Mate, I was so cross. Bearing in mind that they gave Liverpool the title by beating Man City last week. Chelsea, I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
They can't go and beat West Ham when we're in a relegation battle with them. And it's West Ham. It's West Ham. Everyone's beating West Ham.
I know. I couldn't believe it. And they had that really harsh goal disallowed for offside as well, where Antonio was lying on the floor and it was deemed to have been obstructing the goalkeeper's view. I was like, so unlucky. And they still managed to win. Yeah. So fair play to them. And David Moyes. I've got a soft spot for David Moyes. So I hope West Ham stay up. Like West Ham.
I like that you got Pulisic. I think actually he might be one of those players that features a bit more. Like, he might be the Chelsea version of the player who... everything seems a bit more exciting when Pulisic is on the pitch, I think, for Chelsea. But Martial, I think, is the one for me that I'd... Like, he did score a hat-trick, but he didn't do anything this week. And don't forget, in that game, he scored that against Sheffield United. He didn't have Henderson in goal because obviously he's on loan from United and can't play his parent club.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get too excited about Martial. I've seen a lot of people getting excited about Martial on Twitter and I just can't buy it. I think there's better options.
Pulisic, I think he looks great because when he gets the ball, he's just what everybody wants to see in football. There's an attacker who gets the ball and just runs at defenders. So I think with just having that mindset, you're absolutely guaranteed to get at least an assist out of him. But yeah, I think he's probably the most exciting out of them. But, you know, Martial all season's been hot and cold, but, you know, he's still on a decent bit of form. I mean, you know, just because he hasn't scored for one game doesn't mean he's going to be completely out of the mix going forward.
Yeah, and I think when you've got a midfielder obviously who gets points for clean sheets and an extra point for a goal, and he's playing number 9 for United when he's got Fernandes, Pogba, Greenwood and Rashford all around him. Mm. I think he's well worth putting in. And I mean, I actually don't think there's better options for his price around him. Possibly Richarlison at Everton, but United have got better fixtures. And yeah, there's no one really else. I mean, you'd look at Son maybe from Spurs, but we spoke about Spurs. We're not convinced. I mean, he's 9.8 million. Martial's 8.2. Son isn't playing up front. Kane is, you know, so yeah. I think Martial's the best option. I mean, Pulisic, yeah, I think Pulisic is actually, in terms of stats, I think he's the best value player in FPL at the moment.
Oh, is he?
He was pre-lockdown as well. He has so many shots. He's had 15 shots in his last 4 games, and bearing in mind he's only played 280 minutes out of a possible 360 in those 4 games, 28 penalty touches. He scored 2. He's had 10 shots in the box, 3 big chances. Yeah, he's top basically, ahead of Salah, ahead of Bruno Fernandes, ahead of Antonio, ahead of De Bruyne in terms of shots and penalty box touches as well. Just apart from Salah, he's top in the league. So I think he's well worth putting in. Obviously with him, it's again, you've got a little bit of risk of rotation, but I think he's really exciting option.
He's definitely a good shout. He's definitely a better shout than Giroud from Chelsea, who I decided to bring in.
I did tell you about Giroud.
I think he started 7 on the trot, and then obviously dropped. I was like, for God's sake, of course that's the way it was going to happen. Anyway, bench boost. That's what I'm going to do next weekend.
What do we think about at the moment I've got no De Bruyne.
I was about to say that next, because I hate to, there were kind of calmer, happier times going back to game weeks 1 and 2 where we were talking about is De Bruyne a must? God, wasn't that better times? God,
the glory days.
2020, you bitch. I think De Bruyne is, and it's the conversation we've had all season, but the way he played tonight, not only is he a brilliant midfielder who's always creating chances and taking pops, he's also now on penalties. Reluctantly, he didn't want to do it at first, but he's now like first choice penalty taker. Like, even just the way he receives the ball, like, he is just unbelievably good. He'll never stop being good. He'll score points every week. And it's one of those players that does damage you. If he has one, bless you, if he has one amazing week and you haven't got him in your team and someone will have captained him, like, he's a real rank shifter, I think. You've... like, if someone captains him on a decent week, they're flying up. And you think you're having a good week, and City have got the last fixture of that game week, and then De Bruyne goes on and scores two and assists two, and you go, oh, shit.
You've got to find a way to get De Bruyne into that team, because he's just delivered all season. I think he's gone up, like, 0.6 in value or something like that as the season's gone on. Like, he was, you know, cheap as chips because he was out for pretty much all of last season, wasn't he? But yeah, he's one of the best midfielders in the world. Like, you've got to have him in your team if you can afford him. And like Ben says, I think he's like 50% owned or something like that. People are going to, you know, climb ahead of you in the tables.
City's remaining fixtures as well, quite amazing. I mean, Southampton, Newcastle, Brighton, Bournemouth, Watford and Norwich to finish.
And he's pretty much the only City player who's nailed on to start, apart from Edison.
Yeah, although he was rested, wasn't he, in their second game, but that was a double game week. So do I take Salah out then?
You could do. Yeah, I mean
Salah's a great captain option this week against Villa.
Yeah.
It's at Anfield. Look, captain every Liverpool. If you've got a Liverpool player, captain. If you've got two Liverpool players, put your vice-captain on them as well.
Maybe
back to Anfield for the first time. Obviously, they had the little guard of honour at City. But this is the first game they played at Anfield since winning the league. And we're Villa. And it's going to be horrible. It's going to be like that Man City game. Oh my! We're gonna get eaten.
It's
alive.
Nice to see you're still positive, Ben. That's the main thing. Yeah.
Maybe I could go without De Bruyne just for the 1 week when City play Southampton away.
The famous last words.
And Liverpool play Villa, and then take Salah out and bring De Bruyne back in. I don't know. I just think, like, I've got catching up to do. I want to get into that top 50k. And sometimes you have to make these big decisions, don't you? But you're absolutely right. De Bruyne is a rank killer. But then at the same time, you know, could playing five in midfield, you know, a combination of Pulisic, Martial, Fernandez, and Antonio, can they cover any points that, you know, those combination of players, could they cover the points that, you know, I might miss out on from someone like De Bruyne? I don't know.
It's so hard to say. I mean, this weekend seemed to have been the weekend for, like, players scoring two goals. I mean, is that likely to happen again? I mean, it could happen again, but, you know, it'd be a massive coincidence, if you ask me.
Goal fest now, between now and the end of the season, every game week.
Goal fest.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review to help more people discover us.
So finally, strikers. At the moment, I've got Danny Ings, I've got Mason Greenwood, and I've got Raul Jimenez.
Nice.
Pretty good.
So no Kane, no Aubameyang, but fine. That's. Do you think that's fine?
Yeah. Great. I think it's good. I think you have a great time with those front three.
Well, Jimenez, I think, is a must. He's got great stats. He's highly owned. Wolves have got good fixtures. Danny Ings,
disappointing week, but, you know, it was against the
Villa. Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Greenwood, we've spoke about, and Danny Ings, I think, is a great option because he is.
He's going to start now,
such a good goal scorer. Say again?
You reckon he's going to start every game now for Manchester United?
Greenwood, sorry. Yeah, I think Greenwood will. I think Greenwood will start. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it just doesn't... you haven't got, like, a big money striker. That's the only thing I fear, like, you're missing out on, which I think what a lot of FPL players do tend to get suckered into. Like, you know, they need to have, like, a Harry Kane or an Aubameyang or that sort of thing. So I guess Jimenez is the most expensive at 8.8 or wherever it is now.
Yeah, I've got value tied up in Jimenez. I mean, so I've had him in for a long time as well. And I think if I was going to pick a top striker now, I would go for Kane. He actually had the ball in the net three times today, didn't he? Two were obviously disallowed.
I can't believe it.
And he looks pretty up for it, and I think he'll score goals for the remainder of the season. But I also think Danny Ings is close to golden boot. He can score against anyone, and obviously Jimenez, I think is worth it for that for that price.
You're not considering Vardy? I don't think anyone's considering Vardy at the moment, are they?
He's in my team still at the moment, but I can't wait to get rid of him. He's done nothing, has he, since football's come back. Leicester are really poor. I don't know what's happened to them. Yeah, they've really not impressed at all. Ben Chilwell is kind of the only one that I'd be interested in, but they don't look like they're going to keep clean sheets. And you've got to have that as well as the attacking options, haven't you? So
yeah, exactly. Strange.
The City of Leicester are having a tough time at the moment, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Not even their football team can help raise the spirits.
Great excuse for downward spiral, though, isn't it? Of form.
Yeah.
Morale's low. Why? It's pandemic, isn't it? No.
What's the news?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I reckon you could do pretty well with that team, I think. I mean, that's triple Spurs, triple Man United, and triple Wolves.
Oh no, not triple Spurs anymore. It's just Aurier at the moment.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So there's triple United, triple Wolves. Two Liverpool still at the moment. See, this is the tricky thing now, isn't it? What to do with Liverpool and what to do with City. And that's the problem is you don't know who's definitely going to start. I mean, I'd imagine after that City game, Klopp will be playing his best team. I mean, they haven't got any other fixtures, have they? They're out of the Champions League. Mm. They're out of the FA Cup. So they've only got the league fixtures left. So you'd think he's going to play predominantly his best team. Pep, of course, rotates a lot.
But Mahrez always starts. Well, Mahrez always features. Mahrez got a goal. Yeah, got disallowed goal, didn't he?
Yeah,
Mahrez always features. I mean, Mahrez I would be interested in. And obviously, yeah, we talk about De Bruyne, who seems to be rotation-proof mostly. I'm not interested in Jesus. I just don't think he's good enough at finishing. So really, you're looking at De Bruyne, Mahrez, Sterling out of the City options. I mean, not having any City for the run-in with those fixtures could be suicide. So yeah, I need to have a think on it for the next few days.
All right, well, best of luck with that, mate. I'm doing zero transfers. I'm going to do my bench boost. So Taylor of Burnley, step up to the fore. Full bench boost for me, and then that's it. All my chips used on game week 33 plus or whatever it is we're on to now. Is that what we're on?
33 plus, yeah. Who are you going to captain?
The captain's armband. Ugh, it's such a tough one. I mean, left it on Jimenez last week and he failed to deliver. I don't know. It's too hard to say. I need more time to think about it. Maybe De Bruyne. Just kind of rub it in your face if
you don't have him.
Yeah, exactly. but I don't know. I need to think about it a little bit more, to be honest.
United have got Bournemouth, who obviously just lost 4-1.
Bruno captain
could be a great option.
Yeah, yeah.
He is so good. He's so good. Bruno,
I might
good
do
option.
A little cheeky Bruno triple captain.
Oh, have you not used your triple captain?
No, I've got triple captain and free hit left. But that's the kind of game that could.
I can see it in his eyes. He's going to do it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, boys, nice to see you straight after the final whistle.
I know, yeah. And now can we please go to bed?
Yeah, thanks for the help, lads. I'm going to captain Salah this week against Villa.
Oh, painful.
Yeah, he's staying in. He's still got the best stats in the league in terms of, you know, all that stuff I've been speaking about. So, and he should have scored against City today as well. So I think he'll be back on it, and he's close to Golden Boot. So he's my captain, I think.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie.
Right, guys, production meeting. Sorry, I know you don't want to carry on with your days, but we need to make a promo.
About the podcast?
Yeah, about the podcast.
Okay, well, it's a podcast. Yeah. We make it. Go listen to it. See ya. That's one like that.
Well, no, but... No.
Hi, this is Dan, Katie and Posh Ben, and this is our promo for our show. I forgot the show. Yeah. Yesterday Today with Dan, Katie and Posh Ben.
I reckon that's the
that
one,
was terrible.
Hello, this is Dan and Katie, and this is our podcast called Yesterday Today.
Where we see what's been going on in the world yesterday, and we talk about it today.
We also need to do the subscribe and share. Yeah.
Subscribe.
Review.
Share.
When you said share, I thought of actual share.
Actual share.
Anyway, this is Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie. Yeah. Search for us now on your chosen podcast app.
Yeah.
We'll get something slick out of that. Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.